A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven,
in time
concentrate on
space.
Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 351. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television. And today, this is a bonus episode where we are talking about the 50th anniversary of UFO. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, 50 years since the first broadcast of UFO on September 16th, 1970. And it's time for us to take a quick look back at this groundbreaking and very stylish series. And we got a little bit of news as well.
Absolutely. We covered UFO in detail in British Invaders 20 and 21 in 2008, so more than 12 years ago now.
We've been doing this for a long time, Brian.
So we have. Somehow that seems to happen.
And of course, UFO, long-time listeners may remember, UFO was one of the series that I particularly wanted to cover when I joined British Invaders a few episodes earlier. It was one that I put on the list, I think, Brian, or that you let me put on the list. So yeah. We particularly wanted to talk about it. Gerry Anderson's first live-action drama series, the one about a secret agency that protects the Earth from the threat of alien invaders in those infamous UFOs.
Yes, and it had some high-tech futuristic sets and some interesting costumes for the actors. It had that sort of original Star Trek meets 1960s James Bond kind of look to it. And it included the famous purple wigs for the female characters on the moon base.
We loved the wigs.
Everyone remembers the wigs. And we also had Gerry Anderson's team with the expertise in model work and impressive vehicles and lots of explosions, with people like Derek Meddings working on the model work and the explosions. So it was the move from puppetry to live action for Gerry Anderson, but it kept a lot of these visual elements through the model work and through those vehicles and this sort of thing.
And of course, when we looked at it back on British Invaders 2021, we found the series very stylish, very 1970s in a way. Although I do remember that some of the plots did puzzle us. And, you know, the exact motivations of the UFO invaders and the aliens was slightly interesting, particularly the, I seem to remember they were harvesting body parts as well in some episodes. So it was some grim and gruesome stuff in this show.
Yes, it did some unusual things for the time, for sure. And some of them did seem a little bit odd, but a lot of them were really quite interesting and dealt with some significant issues, so that was nice.
So, let's talk about some updates since we recorded. At the time, I think we were looking at a DVD box set or a couple of DVD box sets. That seems to have been replaced now by a nice Blu-ray release of the complete UFO. And as often is the case with Gerry Anderson's shows, when they get released on DVD or Blu-ray, it is packed with lots of extra features, including, which I'd quite like to see actually, a documentary about the show produced by Gerry Anderson's own son, Jamie Anderson. Another, if I may borrow Matthew Sweet's production, another Gerry Anderson production.
Yes, indeed. And it also has a feature about the women of UFO and the series' depiction of equality and diversity, which is interesting to see in there, because they definitely were doing some interesting things for that time. There are interviews with Gerry Anderson and the star Ed Bishop, also Sylvia Anderson, who was Gerry Anderson's then wife, but also producer and very important to those various series, including this one. It also has some archive photos and trailers and overseas title sequences and a couple of commentary tracks, one by Jerry Anderson and one by Ed Bishop. So a lot of extras there. But not only that, they went back to the original 35mm film to do a high-definition transfer. And this has happened for more than one of the Jerry Anderson productions. And they do very well with that because the original film had a lot of detail and it looked really good. And coming out in high definition, you really get the advantage of that.
And that package is over this side of the pond, is available for £45. And it sounds like this must be, you know, until the next big thing, I suppose, this sounds like the definitive collection for, you know, for people who are interested in UFO show. I am tempted myself, Brian. It does sound like a great package.
Yes, there is a lot there, and I haven't seen it, but I imagine that it looks very good indeed when you look at those episodes.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, there was a DVD release as well, of course, and that's what we were watching back in 2008. That one is now out of print, so now the Blu-ray is really the way to go on this.
It sounds FAB.
It does indeed. And for 2020 and the anniversary, Fanderson, the fan Jerry Anderson group, have announced a new soundtrack collection of 4-CD set featuring music by Barry Gray, who was a longtime collaborator with Jerry Anderson. This particular set, 4 CDs of Barry Gray's UFO music. So if you are interested in that music, this is the most comprehensive collection of it that's been released.
Yes, for fans of Barry Gray's music, and particularly the work he did for UFO, I'm astonished it's actually 4 CDs. There must be an awful lot they've had to cover. Digitally remastered again for CD release and available from the Fanderson website. But I should add that these Fanderson releases are usually fairly, you know, limited. And when they're gone, they're gone. So by the time this episode comes out, if you're interested, I would head there fairly quickly, Brian.
Yes, absolutely.
So what more could we hope for from UFO or related to UFO in the future? Well, of course, we are lucky that Jamie Anderson is very much involved with keeping his father's memory alive and the legacy. He does his own productions and so on. And we know that he's working closely with Big Finish on a number of Anderson productions, Brian.
Yes, that's right. Jamie Anderson actually works with Big Finish as a director and a writer on some of their Doctor Who productions and various things. But he also works with them on the Jerry Anderson properties, and they have done a number of those already. They have done some full cast productions of Space 1999, which is ongoing. There are more to come out. And Terrahawks, which the run of that has been completed with a few box sets there. And they also have some audiobooks of readings of novels and this sort of thing for Terrahawks and Space Precinct and Into Infinity and Gemini Force One. So they haven't done anything with UFO yet, but Big Finish has done a lot of work with Jamie Anderson and Anderson Productions and with the Jerry Anderson produced shows.
And I guess there must have been discussions about UFO at Big Finish, probably with Jamie Anderson. But of course, the, you know, the behind the scenes stuff, the complex issues, partly of rights, but also I think most importantly for Big Finish, what is viable, what will be a seller for them. Some of this work is always a bit of a gamble, I guess. So I don't know what's going on about UFO, but I guess there must have been discussions, I would think, Brian.
Yeah, I'm guessing there are probably rights issues with it, but nothing has been mentioned by anyone involved with Anderson Productions or Big Finish Productions. So we can only guess that maybe there will be something at some point. We really don't know.
Okay, we will keep our eyes open, and if there's anything else big coming out, we will certainly shout about it on the Facebook group, if nowhere else.
Absolutely, but in the meantime, it's Time to wish a big happy anniversary to UFO. It's 50 years today.
Yes, absolutely. Happy 50th UFO. An interesting show and a beautiful Blu-ray package that you might want to have a look at.
Absolutely.
So, thank you for listening. Come back and join us next time. We're returning to our regularly scheduled shows with another Gerry Anderson. It is our yearly trip to the world of Anderson's fantastic creations. We're looking at a show called Lavender Castle.
That will be lots of fun to talk about for sure. Until then, you can find us at BritishInvaders.com with all of our past episodes there. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find our Facebook group with lots of good discussions going on there.
Do indeed. And please also check out the Voice of Geeks Network, where British Invaders is a proud member. You can find that at VogNetwork.com. VogNetwork.com for the Voice of Geeks.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada. Signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. And until next time, this is Eamon in England, proudly wearing his purple wig and saying, keep watching the skies.